This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Afreilich and Shushan Purim. What could be a better way to spend the Shushan Purim than to be learning Hilchos Kriya Shema? We know that Kriya Shema is Mevatel Haman. The 54 words of the first parsha of Shema are Mevatel, the 54 mentions of Haman in Megillas Esther. We are up to Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan, Yud Aleph, which is in Sif Beis. To review for a moment, the Mechaber said that the above-mentioned dinim of Aninus is only during the weekday, but on Shabbos, one is chayiv the whole day until the night. If you were machshech on the tchum to be oisek b'tzarchei kvura, but if you're not machshech al tchum, then you're chayiv even in the evening. So in other words, on Shabbos, a person's chayiv the whole day until the night, if you're already at the tchum. But if you're not at the tchum, you're chayiv until the night. But once the night comes, then you're pater, because you're sort of primed to be involved in tzarchei kvura. If you're not machshech al tchum, then you're chayiv in the evening as well. Says the Mechaber, V'yomtev sheni dina kachayil. The second day of Yomtev has a din of a weekday. V'ayin simen tavkof mem chesef hei. V'yomtev rishayin, the first day of Yomtev, imroitzel kavir bai b'yom. If you want to bury on that day, al yidei ovdi kachavim dina kachal. V'mein roitzel kavir bai b'yom dina kachavas. If you don't want to bury that day, the din is like Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan yinalav dina kachal. V'afilu enoi roitzel lakavra, even if you don't want to bury him. All the dinim of Aninus are chal. Even if you don't want to bury him, all the dinim of Aninus are chal. On the second day of Yom Tov, all the dinim of Aninus are chal. So that's only if you're able to bury, just you don't want. If you're not able to bury because it's a Gentile holiday, or some other extenuating circumstance, the aninus is not chal. The kasa b'chachmas adam, the meis loymeis b'yomtiv b'shachris. The chachmas adam writes that if a mess dies on yomtiv on shachris, b'shas tefila, at the time of davening, b'makom shaminag lahoishiv gabayin, in a place where they usually make gabayim, v'lo yachal lekabtzam ad achar tefillah, and you cannot gather them until after the davening. So in other words, let's say the mess dies Yom Tov morning, but typically you would have gabayim make the arrangements for the tefillah. Lechal, so the aninus is not chal, and you're chayiv to daven, to have a kamay oynes. It's like an oynes. V'chein b'leil Yom Tov. Likewise, on the night of Yom Tov, afilu shal Yom Tov sheni, even of the second night, hiskima roiva achroinim, diyakadesh v'yisval hakol, ve'ein boi din oinein. Even though the Mechaber said the second day of Yom Tov is like a weekday, that's during the day. But if it's Yom Tov night, even the second night, where it's not the derech to bury at night, so then the aninus is not chal. There's no aninus. Umutter bakoil, you're allowed to do everything except for Talmud Torah. Say, why Talmud Torah different? You can't say it's because of Avelos. He's not in Avel yet. Mimnei shehu misameach, because it makes a person happy. V'chozel inyan Yom Tov. This is regarding Yom Tov. Avel inyan choil, but during the week. So you'll say, well, maybe, if it's not the derech to bury at night, maybe aninus is not chal at night b'chlal, even during the week. He says, no, that's only on Yom Tov, but during the week, bein b'layla, bein b'yam, whether a night or a day, afilu im yesh eza meniyam min agabam shein miskabtsin, even if there's some kind of interference that the gabam who are involved in the tzarchei kfor are not gathering, afilu hachi, even so chal aninus, aninus is chal. Mi shehizchel lehispalel oylikroi shema v'naso oinein pisaim. Someone who began to daven, or to read Shema, and he suddenly became an oinein, what do you do? You know, that's an amazing question. What do you do? Oyigmar, do you finish? Oyafsik, or do you stop in your tracks? Yesh deos b'zeh ben acharim, the various deos. You know, to me, it's similar to perhaps the question of if you start a tefillah or a mitzvah before the zman and in middle the zman comes, are you yotzei the mitzvah? Could we say that it goes by the haschala and you started beheter and therefore you continue? So there are various deos among the poskim. The Chazon Ish says you have to stop, because we know even if someone's oisek in a Karban Pesach, he has to stop for Kvuras Meis Mitzvah. And every mess regarding his relatives is like a Meis Mitzvah. Reb Chaim Knievsky says that even a Shel Tzibur that he finds out in the middle of Chazor Sashatz, he would have to stop. But that's only if he knows. But the Pesachei Tshuva says, if someone who's oisek in kvura, you don't have to tell him before the tefillah. Okay, weiter. Ein mechach masad mechal kufla metesef. Hey, the daitai kashvos Yaakov over shari tshuva hivi harbechad amatzvichem lifsaik. The chach masad sounds like he goes like the shvos Yaakov that you could finish up, and the shari tshuva brings so many achreinim that you have to stop. Sif gimel hamishamer as hamis. Someone who guards a mess, afilu enoi meisai, even if it's not his mess, pater, he's pater from Shema. Says Mishabros of Kadon Yudei's pater, mekriya Shema, from kriya Shema, uvetfila, v'chal ha-mitzvahis, mebneishu oisik b'mitzvah. He's being oisik in a mitzvah, sheshoymer min ho-achbarim. He's guarding the mess from mice. V'afilu b'sfina, even on a boat, chayshinon la-achbarim, we're afraid of mice. He's not permitted then to be machmer on himself. Even if he's outside of the four amos of the mess. Okay. Sif Dalet. You have two people guarding a mess. So then, they're not both oisek in a mitzvah. So what do you do? Zeh mishamer v'zekari. One guards, the other one could say Shema. V'yachar kach mishamer zeh v'kari zeh. And then afterwards, this one guards and the other one could read. Sifhei, hachoyfer kever lameis pater, one who's digging a kever for a meis pater, says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu b'shas nuchoy ma'ad, even when he takes a moment to rest, aye, but he's not being oisek in digging, shegam oz nikra adayin oisek mitzvah, even then he's considered oisek mitzvah, sh'al yidei zeh, yischazei koycha lachso v'lachmer, because by doing so, his koyach will strengthen to dig more. Sifvav, hoyu shnayim oyoyser choyferim, if you have two or more people digging, anyone that's needed for the needs of digging at that one time is exempt. And if there are more, nishmatim v'koyren, if you have more people than are needed to dig, they could slip away and say Shema, and then they come back and are oisek in the kvura, and then the others slip away and say the Shema. Sivkatan Yadad v'achirim rotzolemer v'nimsa shakarkulim. This way, it comes out they all read. V'lenisvato shum davar me'isek hakever klal afilu rega, and this way there was no interruption in being involved in the kever, because the only ones that slipped out were the ones that weren't needed at that time. Siv Zayin. Asur likrois kriya Shema toich arba amos shel meis. It is prohibited to say Shema within four amos of a meis, oy beveis hakvaros, or in a cemetery, v'imkara, and if you did say, lo yatsa, you're not yotzei. Here, imagine like this. You're going kever hopping, and you realize, you know, it's early in the morning, you didn't say Shema, the zman is coming, so you're not to say Shema in a cemetery. If you did, you're not yotzei. Now, somebody brought to my attention, you're not to learn within four amos of a mess. So how are you allowed to say Tehillim? Because contrary to popular opinion, the way Tehillim works is it's Limud HaTorah. So, and the answer is it's not Pashat. It's not Pashat. But let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat and Tezvav, Kriya Shema. V'u Adin Loimar Kaddish. Likewise, to say Kaddish, you're not allowed to say within four amos of a mess. It's Aser. The Geshar Chaim brings that when you say Kaddish for that mess, or for his honor, the minig is to say it. Because since it's litzarchai ulechvoidai, it's not loyeg larash. What about to be maspid anifter toich arba ama oisav? And to say psukim and midrashim. Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeh Shin Dalad Mem, since you're doing it lechvoidai, therefore, the Chachmas Adam says, it's mutter to say Tehillim in the room of a mess to save him from Ruchais Ra'is. But the Chazoy Nish says, it is usur to say Tehillim in the room of a mess. You should say it in another room. In the Sefer Hilchais Hagra Umin Hagav, he brings that the Chazoy Nish was makbid, you're not allowed to say Tehillim b'toich arba amos of a mess. And that's how Rav Chaim Knievsky paskins. So you say, what are all these people doing who go to Kfarim? What do you mean, what are they doing? The Gra holds you don't go to Kfarim. They're not going with the Gra. The Gra holds you don't go to Kfarim, period. That's why there's a question, I always wanted to go to the Kever of the Gra, but, I haven't made it there yet. And, part of the Svar is, the Gra holds you're not going to go to Kfarim. So that might be one Kever. But Rav Sternbach, I don't remember clearly. What?
The whole room?
Yes, the whole room has a din of Dan Amis, L'chaira. So, but it seems like the minhag is to follow the Gesher Chaim. What do I mean by that? The Shulchan Aruch says you're not to say Kaddish. I'm sorry, the Mishnah Berurah says you're not to say Kaddish within Dalet Amos of a mace. But the Gesher HaChaim says, if you're doing it for that mace, Mibnei Kevoidai, it's mutter.
What about the other mason right in the area over there?
What about the other mason? Right now, I'm not mocking them, because I have to take care of this mess, Look, I'm allowed to tend to the needs of this mess, so I'm allowed to say Kaddish. You're mocking the other mason. When it's their yard side, someone will say Kaddish for them. They'll get their chance also. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to be maspid a mess b'tech da'ad ha'maysav, even though you're saying midrashim, because it's l'chvoidai. What about the other mason? Sounds like they'll fargin that. Now the Chachmas Adam says, therefore it's mutter to say Tehillim to save the mess from Ruchais Ra'is. The question though is, are you allowed to say Tehillim by the Kever of a Tzaddik, because you're being mispalel? I would think that according to the Chachmas Adam, you're allowed to. Because you're doing it, it is l'chvaydai. It's a kavod to the Tzaddik that you're treating his place like a makam kadosh, that it's roi l'hispalel sham. The other people, the other Da'at Amos, they're not so happy about that. But there's no question. Reb Chaim Knievsky says you can't do it. But I think the Chachmas Adam would say you could do it. Okay. Now, what's the reason for this? It's lo yeg larash. Let's see, page 18 in the back. Simon. Fine. Weiter. Oy be beis akvars. Ein la besimem hesef kaden hevem shabro mashu gusavti shom inyan lichnois besach betfilin. About entering with tefillin v'huadin lezeh. The same thing would apply over here. Let's see. By the way, legabe lo yeg larash in simen mem hesef katan beis, it's not pasha we say kol habayis is ka'arba amais. Some say yes, some say not. The chazonish says no, you could be meiko. We don't say kol habayis is like arba amais. But legabe achila in the room that a mess is, that even the Chazoy Nish says, the whole house is like arba amais. By the way, we say that legabe talis and tefillin, there's loig the rush, but that's only by the kever of an ish. By a kever of an isha, you are allowed to wear tzitzis tachdat amos because b'chayeha she was pater from this mitzvah. What about to say tchinois ubakashois? By the way, okay, let's see one more over here. So Tehillim is a problem, technically. So to say Tehillim by Stama Kever, that's not a Kever of a Tzaddik, not Pashut, you're allowed to do that. I'm guessing that's the reason why they have all these, you know, Tchinois and Bakashais to say by Kfarim. Why? Because technically you're not allowed to say Tehillim. Tehillim is Torah. Can't do it. So they wrote all these Bakashais where, you know, it's not Torah. Now to say Tchinois and Bakashais by Kibrei Tzadikim from the Ramah, it's Mashman, Simon Tavkov, Pei Alv Sedal, that it's Mutter. Okay, next. What about to daven shachris at a kever? The Geshar Chaim says that Reb Shmuel Salant, when he went to Kever Rachel, he would only daven in the proizdar, but not next to the kever. And I think that's what they do. I mean, it's a little, the davening room by Kever Rachel is not mamish in the makam of the kvura. Masha'en Kain, the Marasa Machpelah, they daven right by the kever. But the Geshar Chaim says, many Gedolim davened right next to the Kever. The Minchas Elazar says, of course they did. Rachel was before the Torah was given. There's no Loig L'Rash by Rachel. Because she wasn't Chayiv in Tefillah before the Torah was given. Even though Avram Avinu was Masakin Shachris, but you weren't Mechuyiv to daven. What about to daven at the Kever of Meir Balanes? There's no Loig L'Rash. You know why? Because they're deep down in the cave, so they're not there. But if they would be there, it would be a problem. Very interesting. So it sounds like technically you're not supposed to be davening by Kfarim, the set tefillos. What about Tehillim? If you're doing it to protect the mess, the Chachmas Adam says it's okay. But what about to daven for one's own needs by saying Tehillim? Maybe it could be construed, again, Chazoinish says, you're not allowed to. The Gra, you're not allowed to. Reb Chaim Knievsky, no Tehillim. But there might be a basis for it based on the Chachmas Adam. Manolashon? So that's the Ramah in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph seems to say you're allowed to say Tchinois Ubakashois. Bechlal, there's a shaila whether those Tchinois Ubakashois you're allowed to say because they're being addressed straight to the mess. Oh, so you want to know if you're doing Shmira, what are you supposed to do the whole time? You're supposed to have like a raid gun to make sure no mice come, and if they come, you shoot them. That's why you're a shomer. What else are you supposed to do? According to the Chazonish, not Tehillim. You have one of these, you know, mice gun, and you're guarding, you know, and if you see them, you got to shoot. Because what do you think Shmir is from? You're guarding them from mice. So you got to have a mouse gun. What else are you supposed to do? The Chachmas Adam says that you're allowed to say Tehillim to save them from Ruchais Rais. Chazonish says not. I don't know. Weiter. Now, it's amazing halacha. You're not yotzei krishma if you say it within the four amos of a mess. Says the Mishnah Berura, la'yatzu kansu chachamim hov aval derem. The rabbis penalize you because you violated their words. Afilu hayashoygeg, even if it was b'shoygeg. V'haravid cholik svilei de'in tzarech lachsav likrois. The ravid argues on the mechaber, who's quoting the Rambam, and he says you don't have to say it again. Kiman da makam hu hayaroi likris bai. Since fundamentally it's a place that you're allowed to say the Shema v'rak mishum loy gerash yatzah b'diyavet. Uladina le'inyan kriya Shema hiskima achreinam lachush adivir Rambam. Regarding Shema, which is a Doraisa, the Achroinim say you have to be choishish for the Rambam to go back and to read. Avalim Beirach oyespalel enoy choizar. But if you made a bracha and you davened, you don't go back. Ule'inyan brachas kriya Shema mistapik aprimagadim ayin sham tamay. So legabe Shema, you say it again. But if you made a bracha, you said Shemana Esra, you don't go back. And regarding brachas kriya Shema, the primagadim is mistapik. Okay, tomorrow simin ayin beiz. Simon Ayin Beis tomorrow. Have a great day. Afreilachin Shushan Purim. Sorry.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.